I'm feeling quite well. Possibly it could be in a better place,
yeah.
but I'm still there, and it's all to play for. While there's a margin of about 2,000 between myself and Thomas Pringle, I believe that margin will be reduced possibly to about 700 or so after the announcement of the next count. And after the transfer of Pádraig Ó McGoughlin's surplus, that could be reduced to about 550 or so. But after that, I believe that that margin will increase again.
John O'Donnell, do you think will
well, first of all,
you?
Mary T. Sweeney.
Mary T. Sweeney,
I would hope to get a vote from Mary T. Sweeney. And then John O'Donnell, coming from the Fianna Fáil gene pool.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked closely with him over the last number of years. So I would expect that that would be more beneficial to me than
yes.
it would be to Thomas.
And
I think I have bottomed out at this stage, or will have bottomed out after the third count.
And that is where the speculation for the last hour or so has been, but there are three of you and there are only two seats, so that leaves your running mate Charlie McConnell Logue in potentially in a dogfight with Thomas Pringle.
But who are you giving the other seat to? There's still three seats
of
to be
course,
filled.
Yeah.
To be felled, and I would.
But all three, yeah. But Joe, sorry, Joe.
I'm, four for
sorry,
three
I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon. Sorry,
yeah.
I'm presuming Joe McHugh. Sorry.
That'll depend very much on the transfers from Martin Harley to Joe McHugh.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're going to be the traditional Fine Gael transfer, but that's not my concern, really. My concern is what I will get from Mary T. Sweeney and John O'Donnell, and I'm pleased that Charlie McConnell has got about 400-odd mm-hmm. transfers from Pierce Doherty as well, so that's beneficial. The only victory for me, of course, is not to get my own seat. I'm most anxious that we can get the two seats.
Yeah.
And I think it can happen, but we'll just have to, tomorrow will be a tense day as well.
Yeah, and it's not easy for anyone, is it? You know, I mean, I know you've been through a lot of elections. You've had your successes, and you've been on the other side of it as well. I'm sure Pringle's team are the same. Charlie McConnell Logue's team, mm-hmm. even Joe McHugh's team, won't be counting any chickens as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all we get excited about it, but these are real people we're talking about here too.
Yeah, well, we have to be realists, and if you enter an election, you've got to take the result when the people have spoken. But I'm relatively happy with the vote that I got. In fact, we're very much in line with what Donegal Tribune had in their opinion poll. So a margin of 500 after the next count I'll be happy with that.
It seems your party leader, Micheál Martin, is coming around to your way of thinking a little bit more today. I think you've preempted him a little bit to some extent in some of your commentary on this. In that, you know, it seems that a dialogue will at least take place between Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin once the dust has settled. You're probably sick and tired being asked this question.
Well,
inevitable, does it?
I don't expect much to happen, Greg, until after the Dáil meets on the 20th of February, and no doubt Micheál Martin will lead the party with the most seats, and I expect that he will be rejected, Leo Varadkar and Mary Lou. So I think it's only after that that the pragmatism will set in and parties will have to sit down. I think the people have spoken, and the last thing anyone wants is to go back to the country again, because it mightn't change that much. Mm. A few seats here or there. So I think we have a responsibility.
Well, we don't know that, because, you know, maybe Sinn Féin could say, right, well, let's do that and run another 30 candidates.
Well, they're not in a position to do that. You know,
but they had councillors
that got
800 votes in local elections and got 18,000.
I don't doubt that, but I think Sinn Féin has to be realistic as well.
Yeah.
And they're not going to put the country to the expense of another election. And, of course, total uncertainty when it comes to the economy, when even though it comes to Brexit. You know, the next number of months are going to be extremely important for us, particularly here in Donegal, because when Michelle Barnier sits down with his counterpart in the UK and Phil Hogan, we must put the country first. So I don't know how long it'll last, but it needs to last a couple of years at least.
Yeah. John?
Congratulations, Pat. I think this is your 10th general election, isn't it?
Yes.
You did say to me after the poll that you'd be fighting for that fifth seat. You might not be quite fighting for it as yet. Now, you're more optimistic than what we've heard. Your figures, I presume, are pretty accurate. But did you expect it to turn out this way, that Sinn Féin was going to be up where they're at?
Well, I think a lot of us wanted to believe that your opinion poll wouldn't be the poll on the day, but it's not far out. So it did, of course, concentrate minds, John. It certainly concentrated.
Well, we put Sinn Féin at 42.8%. The raw data put them on 44. Before we reconciled it, and we had you in 9.5, because you have to balance a poll as long as you don't interfere with the body of it. You try and stay within the margins of error, and we had them on 44 on raw data. And people thought we were mad.
Well, they did, and we'd like to have thought that you were mad, but you're fairly accurate. And this has reflected itself throughout the country.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just we expected Pearce and Porrig to get elected, but never expected that there'd be such a tsunami throughout the rest
not,
of the country.
No,
and Greg's quite right. If they had more candidates then, they may have had more seats.
And then I suppose, too, you know, you could say Fianna Fáil perhaps ran too many candidates in certain areas, and a mistake Sinn Féin made in this county previously. I think if we could go back 3 weeks, I think all three of the main parties might approach this a little bit differently.
Of course, Sinn Féin would have, and so would we. If we look at Roscommon Galway, we added a second candidate just days before the nominations closed, and I have no doubt had we run one candidate there, we would have saved that seat. A good colleague, Eugene Murphy, lost the seat. We were fortunate in
That's a big
Dun
loss.
Leary.
That's a big loss.
He's a great constituency worker. And in
Dunleary,
we were very lucky that Cormac Devlin got the seat, because early in the day it looked as if Mary Mitchell O'Connor was going to be elected together with her colleague who has been elected. So there's a lot of situations that like that
around
the country.
Did you hear Lisa Chambers is faring? There was some speculation about, I don't know if you've...
I didn't, you know, when you're concentrated on your own, but I had some apparently, but I understand, Well, with the Sinn Féin candidate being elected there, Lisa and Dara just... They're going it alone. Mm. They don't have any third candidate, whereas Fine Gael have three candidates in Michael Ring, and then you have Dylan, and you have Michelle. So I'm not sure what's happening there at the moment.
No, but so I didn't mean to spring that on you. It was just in case you had heard.
Because none of us are, because we're in here all day in the bubble. We're just speculating, but we're mainly concentrating on these final three seats here. And if you were asked to call them now, Pat, how would you call them?
Well, that's a...
Well, I'll call them this way. Two Fianna Fáil and one other.
Very, very good there. That has brought us right
that
up. Bang up to date, so it has.
Hey, man, John.
All right. Good man, Pat.
You're not expecting a late run for mine too, no, Pat? In a whole lot of
Yeah.
Okay, so that's as much as you're about to commit to, yeah?
Well, listen... I'm just, like John, I'm in a bubble and I'm concentrating on my own rather than looking at the others.
What does it feel like emotionally? It says you've been through the highs and the lows and the ups and the downs and the written off and come back. You've been on the brink and you've had your own difficulties within your own party and robbing you of opportunity and stuff like that there. What is your emotion now?
Totally relaxed. Totally relaxed. And I fought 16 elections, 10 general, 2 council and 4 European. And I mean, I lost the European just by a whisper. By 200 votes. But had I been elected to Europe, I wouldn't have had the privilege of being Lasker and Corlea for the last 4 years.
I know.
I wouldn't be here today. I possibly would have been
retired. How about been the Cam Corlea and the new Dáil?
That's a good question, John.